Time now for StoryCorps. Today, a father and son, Phil Mortellaro and his son, Philip, run Greenwich Locksmiths in Manhattan. They talked about their trade, which the older Phil has been practicing since leaving school after the eighth grade.
I was one of those kids who would show up when school first started, and they would see me again around Christmas time, and then they would see me in June to tell me that I had to do the grade over again. So dropping out of school, it was inevitable. And as far as you doing the business, you started younger than me.
As soon as I could walk.
Even before you were walking. Yeah, I got pictures of you in the shop when you were in the bassinet.
I was literally there since day one. I saw you do it. I was like, okay, I can do this. Then I kind of realized, man, you know, everyone loves my dad. One half of that is, you know, because he's a great guy. The other half is like, you know, he's the guy who helps you when even other locksmiths can't help.
I have a sense of usefulness. And that's the big thing in my noodle is you always have to feel like I have some worth.
I'm not just saying this, you're the most hardworking, tenacious person I know.
That comes from coming from immigrant parents. You can never work hard enough. Even when you're working 7 days a week, they say you're a little lazy. Think about it, Philip. When am I ever late?
Never.
When do I ever take vacations?
No, never.
And when am I going to retire?
One day before your funeral.
You know it. You know, if you ever didn't want to do this, you know, I would never be heartbroken. I would understand.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? My father, he hated my business, man. You know, I had a cousin who became an accountant, and my father used to tell me about him all the time. But I think it was the founder of IBM. He said, I'm no genius, but I'm bright in spots, and I stay around those spots. I like that.
You raised all of us, man. Five kids, and every single one of them did not ever want for anything, man. That's hard to do for someone who just went up to the eighth grade.
Well, you do your best, kid. This is what you do. But honestly, your best, not just a BS best. And even if you fail, it doesn't feel that bad.
You're always my barometer. You never let anyone down. That's what sets you apart.
That's Phil Mortellaro and his son Philip at StoryCorps in New York. Their conversation will be archived at the Library of Congress. The podcast is on iTunes and npr.org.